Dr. Alan Hirsch designs smells for businesses. He says that it doesn't take a whole lot of smell to affect you. Store owners can lure you to the candy aisle, even if you don't realize you're smelling candy. This idea scares a lot of people. Groups that protect the rights of shoppers are upset. They say the stores are using a kind of brainwashing, which they call smell washing. It's pretty dishonest, says Mark Silbergeld. He runs an organization that checks out products for consumers. The scientists hired to design the scents disagree. There's soft background music, there's special lighting, there are all sorts of bells being used, says Dr. Hirsch. Why not smells? One reason why not, says Silbergeld, is that some people are allergic to certain scents pumped into products or stores. But there's a whole other side to this debate. Do the smells really work? So far, there is little proof one way or the other. But Dr. Hirsch has run some interesting experiments. In one of Hirsch's experiments, 31 volunteers were led into a shoe store that smelled slightly like flowers. Later, another group shopped in the same store, but with no flower odor. Dr. Hirsch found that 84% of the shoppers were more likely to buy the shoes in the flower-scented room. But Hirsch found out something even stranger. Whether the volunteers liked the flower scent or not didn't matter, Hirsch says. Some reported that they hated the smell, but they still were more likely to buy the shoes in the scented room.